Dobro jutro. It's always good to be here.
Uvijek je dobro biti ovdje.
There's a few places that I go where I get refreshed, and this is one of them.
Ima nekoliko mjesta na koja ja odlazim gdje nalazim osvježenje, a ovo je jedno od tih mjesta.
I think I've told you before, my wife sometimes says to me that the best part of me traveling is to hear the joy in my voice from the Balkans and the East.
Rekao sam vam već nekad prije da moja žena uvijek kaže da joj je najljepše kad putujem, kad je zovem s Balkana, kad čuje moj glas s Balkana.
And so this morning we've got an interesting topic that I believe God has given to me.
I ovog jutra imamo jednu vrlo zanimljivu temu za koju vjerujem da mi ju je Bog dao i stavio na srce.
And we have a few pictures that will come up a little bit later.
Imamo nekoliko slika koje će se malo kasnije pojaviti. Ako mi netko može dodati ovu zelenu torbu koju sam donio.
So I have a question for you this morning. It's probably also a riddle if you want.
Za vas ovog jutra imam jedno pitanje, a to je na neki način i jedna zagonetka.
So what is the connection between the 11 disciples after Jesus had risen and Donald Trump? The question is, what is the connection between the 11 disciples after Jesus has risen?
Pitanje je koja je veza između 11 apostola nakon što je Isus uskrsnuo
and Donald Trump.
I Donalda Trumpa.
So I would ask you if you have a Bible please to turn to Acts chapter 1.
I molim vas ako imate vaše Biblije da otvorite prvo poglavlje Djela apostolskih.
And while you're finding that I'm going to tell you the answer.
I dok pronalazite Djela apostolska reći ću vam odgovor na ovu zagonetku.
They're all nationalists.
Oni su svi nacionalisti.
And want to make their country great again.
I žele da njihova zemlja ponovno bude velika.
You'll discover the connection in a minute.
Za koju minutu ćete otkriti tu vezu.
So I'm going to ask Demira whether she would like read for us Acts chapter 1 and we'll read the first 11 verses.
Pročitat ćemo Djela apostolska prvo poglavlje prvih 11 stihova. U svojoj prvoj knjizi Teofile iznio sam sve što je Isus učinio i učio do dana kad je uznesen na nebo, pošto je dao upute apostolima po Duhu Svetomu preko kojega ih bijaše i izabrao. Njima je poslije svoje muke također pružio mnoge dokaze da je živ. Ukazivao im se 40 dana i govorio im o kraljevstvu Božjem. Jednoć, dok je sjedio s njima za stolom, naloži im da se ne udaljuju od Jeruzalema, već da ondje čekaju obećanje očevo, obećanje za koje ste čuli od mene. Ivan je krstio vodom, a vi ćete domalo biti kršteni Duhom Svetim. Zato ga sabrani upitaše, gospodine, hoćeš li sada obnoviti kraljevstvo u Izraelu? Ne spada na vas, odgovori im, da znate vrijeme i priliku koje je Otac odredio svojom vlasti. Ali primit ćete snagu pošto Duh Sveti dođe na vas, pa ćete mi biti svjedoci u Jeruzalemu, u svojoj Judeji, u Samariji i sve do kraja zemlje. Kad to reče, bi na njihove oči uzdignut u zrak i oblak ga ote očima njihovim. Dok su očiju uprtih u nebo gledali kako odlazi, na jedan put stadoše kraj njih dva čovjeka u bijelu i rekoše im, Galilejci, zašto stojite i gledate u nebo? Ovaj isti Isus koji je uznesen na nebo između vas opet će se vratiti isto onako kako ste ga vidjeli da odlazi na nebo.
This is the parallel passage from Matthew chapter 28 and the last few verses.
Ovo je paralelni odlomak sa onim odlomkom u Matejevom evanđelju 28.
And I just wondered what was going through your head when we read these scriptures.
I uvijek se pitam što prolazi kroz vaše misli kada čitamo ovaj odjeljak.
Maybe you were thinking, well, that was true in the first century, and that was true for the disciples that became the apostles.
Možda mislite, pa to je bilo istina za ono doba i za prve apostole.
Maybe you've been around in church a long time and you understand this is the Great Commission.
Možda ste već dugo vremena u crkvi i razumijete da je ovo veliki nalog.
Maybe you applied it and said, yes, Čakovec is my Jerusalem.
Možda ste i ovo primijenili i rekli ste, da, Čakovec je moj Jeruzalem.
You know, maybe around is the Judea.
Možda okolica Čakovca je vaša Judeja.
But Samaria, whoa, that's too far.
Ali Samarija, oh, to je predaleko.
But I want you to encourage you this morning to think more globally than locally.
Ali ovog jutra vas želimo ohrabriti da mislite malo više globalno nego samo lokalno.
As we examine the teaching from God's word.
Dok proučavamo učenja iz Božje riječi.
And the mission of God.
I Božju misiju.
And so we've had these passages, and what really struck me so amazingly when I read this.
Dakle, imamo te razne odjeljke u Bibliji i ono što me najviše iznenadilo kada čitam ovo
was just how nationalistic the disciples were.
Je to koliko su ovi učenici bili zapravo nacionalisti.
Could we have the pictures, please?
Možemo li dobiti slike?
I was struck with I was here at the time when the World Cup.
Bio sam ovdje u Hrvatskoj za vrijeme svjetskog prvenstva nogometnog.
I saw cars, I saw shop windows.
Vidio sam automobile, vidio sam izloge dućana.
And these are my grandchildren.
A ovo su moji unuci.
You know, we contextualized.
Vidite, mi smo bili u kontekstu.
I even found the other day.
Čak sam neki dan pronašao
something for the Christmas tree.
Nešto za božićno drvce.
It's crazy.
Ovo je ludo.
There's nothing wrong with actually patriotism.
Nema ništa lošeg u patriotizmu, u domoljublju.
The problem for the disciples was not patriotism, it was nationalism.
Ali problem u ovim učenicima nije bilo domoljublje, nego nacionalizam.
You may not agree with me, but I'm going to make a suggestion.
Možda se nećete sa mnom složiti, ali nešto ću vam predložiti.
The nationalism is an enemy of the gospel.
Nacionalizam je Božji je neprijatelj evanđelja.
And by that I mean when a national identity overtakes the mission of God.
A pod tim mislim kada naš nacionalni identitet preuzme Božju misiju.
We can take the pictures down now.
Sada možemo maknuti slike.
For the last 28 years, mission has occupied a major part of my life.
Posljednjih 28 godina misija je zaokupila veći dio mog života.
In 1991, my wife and I took our family from the security of home in Northern Ireland.
1991. godine moja žena i ja smo našu obitelj na neki način izveli iz sigurnosti u Sjevernoj Irskoj.
I had a successful business which God had given to me.
Imao sam uspješan biznis koji mi je Bog dao.
And I was surprised by my own success or by the success that God had given me.
I sam sam bio iznenađen tim uspjehom koji mi je Bog dao.
And we moved to Vienna.
I preselili smo u Beč.
Now that's a tough place to go to, isn't it?
To je vrlo teško mjesto za otići.
But at the time it seemed fearful and frightening.
Ali tada je izgledalo to za nas strašno.
It was like walking in the dark without a light.
Kao da hodamo u tami bez svjetla.
We were a frightened, fearful family.
Bili smo jedna obitelj koja se bojala.
We were like a rabbit in the headlights of the car, scared.
Bili smo prestrašeni kao zečevi pred svjetlima automobila.
I've had the privilege of recruiting a number of missionaries during this period of time.
Tijekom tog vremena imao sam priliku da mnoge misionare rekrutiram.
I've spoken at a lot of farewell services for missionaries going out.
I govorio sam na mnogim oproštajima prije nego što su misionari otišli van.
Some also mission conferences and churches.
Na puno misijskih konferencija i u puno crkava.
I've traveled hundreds of thousands of kilometers, I think, in Central Eastern Europe.
Stotine tisuća kilometara, mislim, da sam proputovao po istočnoj i središnjoj Europi.
But I want to tell you about the hardest journey I've ever made.
Ali želim vam ispričati o najtežem putu koji sam imao.
In April 2015, we drove from our house to Dublin Airport.
U travnju 2015. godine putovali smo od naše kuće do Dublina, do zračne luke.
My wife and I were taking our daughter and our husband and two grandchildren to Dublin Airport.
Žena i ja smo vozili naše unuke, kćer i zeta na zračnu luku u Dublin.
And they were going to become missionaries in a country in the Middle East.
I trebali su biti misionari u zemlji Bliskog istoka.
When I watched my two little granddaughters go through the gate and just disappear.
Kada sam gledao svoje dvije unučice kako prolaze kroz ta vrata i kako nestaju.
It felt very painful.
Vrlo je bilo bolno.
We shouldn't get euphoric or just about mission. It costs.
Nije samo da bismo trebali biti euforični u vezi misije, nego to nas i doista košta.
But it cost God the Father to send his son.
Ali koštalo je i Boga kad je slao svog sina.
So let's go back to Acts chapter 1 and verse 4.
Vratimo se u Djela apostolska, prvo poglavlje, četvrti stih.
We see there that Jesus was staying with the disciples.
Ovdje vidimo da je Isus bio sa apostolima.
And he ordered them to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came.
I naložio im je da ostanu u Jeruzalemu dok ne dođe Sveti Duh.
They were told to wait.
Rečeno im je da čekaju.
God's waiting room is very frustrating at times.
Ponekad je Božja čekaonica vrlo frustrirajuće mjesto.
But they were waiting for something they didn't know what would happen.
Ali oni su čekali nešto i nisu znali što će se dogoditi.
The Holy Spirit had been promised by Jesus.
Sveti Duh je bio obećan od Isusa.
The risen Jesus had actually staying with them in the house.
Uskrsli Isus je bio s njima u kući.
They'd been through the most intensive 3-year discipleship program that has ever been devised.
Prošli su kroz najintenzivniji učenički program koji je ikad bio, koji je ikad postojao.
But we can see here in verse 6 they just did not get it.
Ali ovdje u šestom stihu vidimo da jednostavno nisu razumjeli.
Just like most of us don't get it often.
Kao što ni većina od nas često puta ne razumije.
They thought that Jesus was going to restore the kingdom to Israel.
Oni su mislili da će Isus uspostaviti ili obnoviti kraljevstvo u Izraelu.
Like most of us, they were thinking locally but not globally.
Kao i većina od nas, mislili su lokalno, a ne globalno.
It was all about national gains for them.
Sve je to bilo zbog nacionalnog dobitka za njih.
And that was understandable. We shouldn't be too critical.
I to je bilo razumljivo, ne smijemo biti prekritički.
Because really in the last 1,000 years they had not been in a good condition.
Jer zapravo Izrael u posljednjih 1000 godina i nije bio u dobrom stanju.
They had been overruled by other nations.
Drugi narodi su vladali nad njima.
Now they had the cruelest nation of all, the Roman Empire, sitting on their shoulders.
A sada im je na ramenima sjedilo najokrutnije carstvo, rimsko carstvo.
A nation which imposed crucifixion in order to keep control.
To je carstvo koje je uvelo raspeće da bi kontroliralo.
It was like the gas chambers or the gulags.
To su kao oni gulagi ili kao one plinske komore.
Wouldn't any Bible believing Jew want to restore national pride and relationship with the living God?
Ne bi li svaki vjerni Židov želio obnoviti tu državu i odnos s Bogom?
The prophets had told about a restoration of Israel.
Proroci su govorili o obnovljenju Izraela.
Note their word. They said, when is the time going to be restore the kingdom to Israel? They knew the prophets.
Oni su znali proroke i znali su da su oni govorili da kada dođe pravo vrijeme, obnovit će se Izrael.
Now in the UK at the moment, all the talk is about Brexit.
U Velikoj Britaniji trenutno puno se govori o Brexitu.
We will throw off the yoke of the European Union.
Riješit ćemo se tog ropstva ili tog jarma Europske unije.
We are going to restore sovereignty.
Ponovno ćemo uspostaviti našu suverenost.
We'll be able to make our own laws again.
Ponovno ćemo sami donositi svoje zakone.
We're going to control our borders.
Ponovno ćemo kontrolirati naše granice.
Immigration will be in control.
Imigracija će biti pod kontrolom.
For these 11 disciples, it was restoring home rule for them.
Za ovih 11 apostola to je bilo uspostavljanje njihovih domaćih pravila.
They wanted to be rid of Rome rule.
Željeli su se riješiti rimskih pravila.
All of Israel's history was tied up in their future.
Sva izraelska povijest je bila vezana na njihovu budućnost.
Their future was also rooted in the past.
A budućnost je bila ukorijenjena u prošlosti.
They knew the Hebrew scriptures.
Znali su hebrejska pisma.
They knew their privileged position as a nation.
Znali su svoju privilegiju naroda.
They knew their history.
Znali su svoju povijest.
They wanted a physical geographical kingdom back again.
Željeli su ponovno imati to fizičko geografsko
kingdom back again.
Kraljevstvo.
In other words, they wanted greater Israel.
Drugim riječima, željeli su veliki Izrael.
You've heard that somewhere else before.
To ste već čuli, jel da?
Now imagine me just imagine with me for a moment.
Na trenutak samo razmišljajte i zamislite sa mnom.
These disciples have been staying in the house, they've been talking, they've been waiting.
Ovi apostoli su ovdje bili u kući, čekali su, razgovarali su.
And it had been 40 days since Jesus had risen from the dead.
I bilo je 40 dana kako je Isus uskrsnuo.
They were sitting in the room together and saying, is he the Messiah that's going to restore Israel again?
Sjedili su zajedno u sobi i razgovarali, zar je on doista Mesija koji će ponovno obnoviti Izrael?
This idea didn't suddenly pop out of their heads.
Ta ideja nije samo tako na jednom iskočila iz njihovih misli.
Perhaps they were also thinking, if he's going to be the king, what are we going to be?
Pa možda su mislili i ovo, ako će on biti kralj, a što ćemo onda biti mi?
Maybe we're going to be in his cabinet, in his political force to rule Israel.
Možda ćemo biti u njegovom političkom kabinetu, u toj sili koja će vladati Izraelom.
Maybe we're going to be senior civil servants with big pensions.
Možda ćemo biti stariji stanovnici sa velikim mirovinama.
Incidentally, that's why we want to get rid of the European Union in Britain.
Usput, to je još jedna stvar zašto se želimo riješiti Europe u Britaniji.
Can you imagine what was going on in their heads?
Možete li zamisliti što se događalo u njihovim glavama?
And do you know what Jesus says to them?
I znate što im Isus kaže?
It's none of your business.
Ne spada na vas. Nije vaša stvar.
That is my father's business when he comes and restores the kingdom to Israel.
To je stvar mojega oca kada ću doći i obnoviti Izrael.
In other words, he has fixed the times when he's going to send me back.
Drugim riječima, otac je taj koji će odrediti vrijeme kada će me ponovno poslati.
Now I grew up in a church where a lot of talk and a lot of teaching was about end times.
Ja sam odrastao u crkvi u kojoj se puno govorilo o posljednjim vremenima.
Theologians call it eschatology.
Teolozi to nazivaju eschatologija.
It was taught about, a lot about.
Puno se govorilo o tome.
And as a teenager I could not understand what they were talking about.
A kao teenager nisam mogao shvatiti i razumjeti o čemu oni govore.
Because they all seem to agree but disagree.
Jer činilo se da se svi slažu, ali i ne slažu.
I was confused and I still am.
Bio sam zbunjen i još uvijek sam zbunjen.
But you know what? There's a principle in scripture.
Ali znate što, u pismima postoji princip.
That usually the plain things, the easiest things to understand are the main things.
Da obično one jednostavne stvari za razumjeti su glavne stvari.
And so Jesus says very plainly it's the Father that has fixed that time, not me.
I Isus ovdje vrlo jednostavno kaže da je Otac taj koji će odrediti to vrijeme, ne ja.
And when I'm revealed, I'm going to come back in all the glory of the Godhead.
I kada će me otkriti, onda ću doći u svoj svojoj slavi.
And it is the Father who has the authority to control the times.
I Otac je taj koji ima vlast kontrolirati vremena i vrijeme.
Okay, disciples, did you get that? He say.
Učenici, da li ovo razumijete? Ih je pitao.
But then he says the second thing.
Ali onda kaže drugu stvar.
He says that you will receive the Holy Spirit and become my ambassadors.
Primit ćete snagu Duha Svetoga i postati moji ambasadori.
Maybe they thought, well, this is a bit better. This is now we're talking.
Možda su pomislili, oh, okay, ovo je malo bolje. Sad je okay.
But then he brought the consequences of that ambassadorship.
Ali onda donosi i posljedice tog ambasadorstva.
You're going to be witnesses here.
Bit ćete mi svjedoci ovdje.
You're going to be witnesses there.
Bit ćete mi svjedoci tamo.
You're going to be witnesses everywhere.
Bit ćete mi svjedoci svugdje.
But it's going to cost you something.
Ali to će vas nešto koštati.
It's going to cost you your nationalism.
Stajat će vas vašeg nacionalizma.
Jerusalem, that's okay.
Jeruzalem je okay.
Judea, that's okay.
Judea je okay.
Samaria, oh no.
Samaria, oh ne.
The ends of the earth, well, we probably haven't got enough money to go there.
Sve do kraja zemlje, pa vjerojatno nemamo dovoljno novaca da odemo tamo.
And so while they were digesting these thoughts,
i dok su probavljali te misli,
and coming to terms with an international blockbuster that drove them, blew them apart, an international idea that blew them apart.
I dok su se pokušavali na neki način pomiriti sa tom idejom koje su eksplodirale njihove misli.
He was telling them there's going to be no national state.
On im je zapravo govorio da neće biti nacionalističke države.
Not now or not maybe soon.
Ne sada, niti ne ubrzo.
This was a group of uneducated men, largely.
Ovo je bila grupa neškolovanih, neobrazovanih ljudi, uglavnom.
They had no reputation in the community.
Nisu imali nikakav ugled u zajednici.
They were fishermen.
Oni su bili ribari.
Traitors, they were tax men.
Trgovci, poreznici.
You know how everybody loves a tax man.
Znate kako svi vole poreznike.
But these were collecting taxes for the Romans.
Ali ovi su uzimali porez za Rimljane.
There was even there a freedom fighter.
Tu je čak bio i jedan borac za slobodu.
He thought he was sort of Jewish special forces.
Mislio je kao da je pripadnik neke židovske specijalne postrojbe.
We're told he's a zealot. He was looking for physically bringing back the kingdom of Israel.
Rečeno nam da je zelot i da je fizički na silu htio dovesti Izrael ponovno na vlast.
And now they had been commissioned with mission possible.
A sada im je dana zapovjed, nalog da je misija moguća.
To become ambassadors of the risen Jesus Christ.
Da postanu ambasadori uskrslog Isusa Krista.
And just at that moment he disappears.
I u tom trenutku on nestaje.
He's taken up into heaven.
Uzdignut je u nebo.
One little piece of application here.
Jedna mala primjena ovdje.
These guys had not got great reputations.
Ovi dečki nisu imali dobar ugled.
They weren't the religious people like the Pharisees.
Nisu bili religiozni ljudi poput farizeja.
They weren't the religious police like the scribes.
Nisu bili religijska policija poput pismoznanaca.
They were ordinary working men.
Bili su samo radnici.
And you do not have to be somebody in order to serve God.
A ne moraš biti netko da bi služio Bogu.
I think what the disciples teach us and show us is you don't have to be somebody in society to serve God.
I ovdje nas na primjeru ovih učenika smo učeni da ne moraš biti netko u društvu da bi služio Bogu.
Aren't the disciples very much like us?
Da li su učenici bili kao i mi, poput nas?
God speaks into our hearts, perhaps, and we don't know where it's leading to us to.
Bog govori u našim srcima i ne znamo kuda nas vodi.
We gaze like open mouths.
Čudimo se i otvorenih usta.
We wonder what has hit us.
I mislimo što nas je to zadesilo.
We're afraid of the consequences.
Bojimo se posljedica.
Of following Jesus Christ.
Slijeđenja Isusa Krista.
I could take you to a church in North London when a preacher was preaching from Exodus chapter 3.
U jednoj crkvi u sjevernom Londonu propovjednik je propovjedao iz
Exodus chapter 3.
Iz izlaska trećeg poglavlja.
It was in the winter of 1968.
68. U zimu je to bilo.
And as he preached in a mission conference, it was as though God was speaking to me like this.
I kad je propovjedao na toj misijskoj konferenciji, kao da mi je Bog govorio blizu.
I was saying to God, you've got the wrong person.
A ja sam rekao Bogu, pa ja sam kriva osoba.
Surely not me.
Sigurno ne ja.
I couldn't even read in public without seeing double.
Nisam ni mogao čitati u javnosti, a da ne vidim duplo tekst.
So I would say to you that when God leads, it sometimes is confusing.
I reći ću vam ovo, kada Bog vodi, ponekad to zna biti zbunjujuće.
And it's unclear what the next step is.
Jer nije jasno što je sljedeći korak.
Because the other principle is that God leads us very often one step at a time.
Jer sljedeći princip je taj da nas Bog često puta vodi korak po korak.
But you see what the disciples did?
Ali vidite ovdje što su učenici učinili.
They were looking up into heaven.
Gledali su u nebo.
From where Jesus had gone.
Tamo kamo je Isus otišao.
We read in verse 12 that they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives.
I vidimo u 12. Stihu čitamo da su se vratili s Maslinske gore.
We need in those conditions of uncertainty to return as it were home, perhaps to the church.
U tim vremenima nesigurnosti moramo se vratiti kući, pa i u crkvu.
They needed an environment of rest and relaxation and calmness.
Oni su trebali tu okolinu odmora, relaksacije, mira.
To listen to God and to get confirmation.
Da bi slušali Boga i dobili potvrdu.
But you notice what they were doing in verse 14.
Ali pogledajte što su radili u 14. Stihu.
They were with one accord, they were united.
Bili su ujedinjeni, jednodušni.
And they devoted themselves to prayer. They were searching for God.
Posvetili su se molitvi, tražili su Boga.
And they were with the women, even Jesus's mother and brothers were there.
I bili su zajedno s nekim ženama, čak i Isusova majka i njegova braća su bili tamo.
God met them in a house. There's nothing special about that.
Bog ih je susreo u kući i tu nema ništa posebnog.
what we can see in chapter 2 that actually the Holy Spirit filled the house.
Vidimo u drugom poglavlju da je Sveti Duh ispunio kuću.
So let's go back to our text in the early part again.
Vratimo se ponovno u naš tekst.
Nationalism was kicked right in the backside.
Nacionalizam je dobio nogom u zadnjicu.
It was where it hurt.
Tamo gdje je boljelo.
Samaria of all places. Ouch.
Samaria od svih mjesta. Ouch.
It wasn't about the country of Samaria, it was the people of Samaria, the Samaritans that were the problem.
Nije se tu radilo o državi Samarije, o zemlji Samarije, nego o Samarijancima koji su bili problem.
The easiest thing for Bible believing Jews was to avoid the Samaritans and not be touched by their uncleanness.
Najjednostavnija stvar za Židove, vjerujuće Židove, je bila da zaobilaze Samariju i da se ne prljaju s njima.
That was easy for them.
To je bilo njima lako.
The hardest thing was to engage them with the good news of the gospel.
A teško im je bilo da ih upoznaju sa evanđeljem, sa radosnom vijesti.
The reason is they didn't think the Samaritans were worthy of the good news.
Razlog je taj jer su mislili da Samarijanci nisu dostojni.
They didn't believe that they deserve God's blessing.
Vjerovali su da oni nisu dostojni primiti Božji blagoslov.
We're not going to go there, but if we go to 2 Kings chapter 17,
ako bismo otišli sada u druge kraljevima, 17. poglavlje,
we can read there how the king of Assyria brought all these other nations back into the area of northern Israel.
Čitali bismo tamo kako je asirski kralj doveo sve narode natrag u Izrael.
And they took the Israelites away into captivity.
I Izraelce su odveli u ropstvu.
They were sort of interned. They were taken into prison or into captivity.
Odveli su ih u zarobljeništvo.
But also as these other people came in, the Jews that were there intermarried.
I kako su ostali narodi ušli na to područje, neki Židovi su se miješali u brakovima s njima.
The Jews were forbidden to marry the foreign tribes around them.
Židovima je bilo zabranjeno ženiti se za okolne narode.
And we read that this group of people that became the Samaritans did not fear the Lord.
I ta grupa koja je nastala, Samarijanci, oni se nisu bojali gospodina.
They were half God worshippers and half pagan worshippers.
Na pola su štovali Boga, na pola ostale bogove.
Why all of this about the Samaritans? Sorry. Zašto
govorim toliko sada o ovim Samarijancima?
Because Jesus tells us to go to places that are not always comfortable.
Zato jer nam Isus govori da idemo na mjesta gdje nam nije uvijek najudobnije.
For Jewish Bible believing people, the Samaritans were repulsive.
Za židovske vjernike u Bibliju, Samarijanci su bili odbojni.
But if we skip over or look over a few chapters into chapter 8 in the book of Acts.
Ali ako preskočimo nekoliko poglavlja i pogledamo u 18. poglavlje Djela apostolskih, 8. 8.
Yeah.
Aha, 8. pardon.
We see there what the Holy Spirit did.
Vidimo tamo što je Sveti Duh činio.
Philip, who'd become a deacon, had now gone into Samaria.
Filip, koji je postao đakon, je otišao u Samariju.
And he was conducting a very successful evangelistic campaign.
I imao je jednu vrlo uspješnu evangelizacijsku kampanju.
Jesus tells the parable of the good Samaritan.
Isus nam je pričao priču o dobrom Samarijancu.
Now to us we don't fully understand the impact of that.
Mi ne razumijemo baš puno utjecaj toga.
Was there such a thing as a good Samaritan?
Da li može postojati takva stvar kao što je dobar Samarijanac?
That was a complete contradiction.
To je bila potpuna kontradikcija, suprotnost.
And he tells that story to a rich ruler.
A priča tu priču jednom bogatom vladaru.
He's asked Jesus, who is my neighbor?
Koji je pitao Isusa, tko je njegov susjed?
So my question to you this morning is a very simple one.
I ovog jutra moje pitanje vama je vrlo jednostavno.
Who is your neighbor?
Tko je vaš susjed?
Who are those neighboring countries around here, about Croatia, that God is calling mission people into, missional people into?
Koje su to vaše susjedne zemlje oko Hrvatske u koje Bog šalje misionare?
In John chapter 4 we find Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman at the well.
U Ivanovom evanđelju u četvrtom poglavlju nalazimo Isusa kako razgovara sa Samarijankom kraj zdenca.
We discover in that part of scripture that Jesus went through Samaria to get where he wanted to go.
U tom dijelu pisma mi nalazimo da je Isus išao kroz Samariju da bi došao tamo gdje je namjeravao.
Jesus was counterculture at that point.
Isus je u tom trenutku bio kontrakulturi.
What he did was shocking to the disciples.
I to je bilo šokantno za učenike.
He went through the country whereas most Jews would go round it.
On je išao kroz Samariju dok bi ostali učenici išli okolo, ostali Židovi zaobišli tu zemlju.
And then they found him talking to a woman, an unmarried woman.
I onda su ga našli kako razgovara sa neudanom ženom.
But she was an immoral woman as well.
Ali uz to je bila to i nemoralna žena.
She had, had five husbands.
Imala je pet muževa.
Now she must have been some woman to want five husbands.
Sigurno je bila to žena i pol kad je imala pet muževa.
Most of our wives think they've got a job on with one.
Većina nas i žena misli da imaju puno posla s jednim.
But as I read Acts chapter 1, it became very clear to me.
Ali dok sam čitao dijela prvo poglavlje, postalo mi je jasno.
That Jesus calls us to mission which is countercultural.
Isus nas zove na misiju koja je kontrakulturi.
He calls us to go to places that sometimes we despise.
On nas zove da idemo na mjesta ponekad koja preziremo.
So I ask you this morning, who are your Samaritans?
Zato vas ovog jutra pitam, tko su vaši Samarijanci?
Who is my Samaritans?
Tko je moj Samarijanac?
If we had time, I could tell you a little bit more about that.
Da imamo vremena, mogao bih vam još nešto pričati o tome.
Let me just say this to you.
Ali reći ću vam samo ovo.
I grew up in a nearly what I think was a totally white England.
Odrastao sam u zemlji u Engleskoj koja je tada bila potpuno bijela, znači samo bijelci su tamo živjeli.
When I was about 10 or 12, we started to have Caribbean people come to our town and come even to our church.
Kada mi je bilo 10-12 godina, onda su ljudi sa Kariba počeli dolaziti u našu crkvu.
It was quite novel, it was different.
I to je bio novitet, to je bilo nešto drugačije.
My parents, I remember, took in this man into our house. He often came for Sunday lunch.
Sjećam se da su moji roditelji često puta na nedjeljni ručak pozivali jednog čovjeka.
His name was Isaac Lewis.
Koji se zvao Isaac Lewis.
And I can remember walking through London through Trafalgar Square with Isaac.
I sjećam se da sam šetao po Londonu sa Isaacom.
And people looked and we thought, I thought, cool.
I ljudi su gledali na nas.
England was not multicultural then.
Engleska tada nije bila multikulturalna.
Then we had an influx of Indians from East Asia that were kicked out of Uganda.
Onda su došli Indijci iz istočne Indonezije, iz Ugande.
And now parts of our big cities are just totally Islamic.
I sada su dijelovi našeg grada, glavnog grada, potpuno islamistički.
There are jihadists there who've been to Syria and come back again.
Tu ima džihadista koji su bili u Siriji i vratili se.
We have a Muslim mayor in London.
Imamo muslimanskog gradonačelnika u Londonu.
Maybe these are my Samaria.
Možda je to moja Samarija.
But I ask you, what is your Samaria?
Ali pitam vas, što je vaša Samarija?
You're very close to Bosnia and Serbia.
Vrlo ste blizu Bosni i Srbiji.
And there is nothing or nowhere that is spiritually revolting for us in the 21st century as the Samaritans were to the Jews.
I nema ničega što bi nam bilo toliko u duhovnom smislu odbojno kao što je to bilo, kao što je to bila Samarija za Židove tada.
Those 11 disciples were confused.
Ovih 11 učenika apostola je bilo zbunjeno.
When they heard the word Samaria, it must have been like 100 bells ringing in their head.
Kada su čuli riječ Samarija, to je bilo kao da im je stotinu zvona zazvonilo u glavi.
Even today, messianic Christians have a real problem in loving Palestinians.
Čak i danas mesijanski kršćani imaju problem voljeti Palestince.
It's very clear, isn't it, that the mission of God and nationalism just don't mix.
Vrlo je jasno, zar ne, da nacionalizam i Božja misija ne idu zajedno.
They're like oil and water, they don't mix.
Oni su kao ulje i voda, ne miješaju se.
But in Matthew chapter 28 we read, see here that mission is possible.
Ali u Matejevom evanđelju 28. poglavlju vidimo da je misija moguća.
Mission to Samaria is possible.
Misija u Samariju je moguća.
And for this one reason.
I iz tog razloga.
That Jesus has promised that he will be with us always.
Isus je obećao da će on uvijek biti s nama.
Even to the end of time that the Father has already fixed.
Čak i do kraja vremena koje je Bog odredio, Otac odredio.
He has fixed the return of his son Jesus.
On je odredio povratak njegovog sina Isusa.
Until that day comes,
i dok taj dan ne dođe,
he's called us to be obedient.
Pozvao nas je i zove nas da budemo poslušni.
My greatest hope would be that out of this church,
moja najveća nada je da iz ove crkve
God would call ambassadors that would go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Bog pozove ambasadore koji će ići u Judeju, Samariju i sve do kraja zemlje.
God help us to be obedient to his call.
Bog nam pomogao da budemo poslušni njegovom pozivu.
And once again, thank you Demire for your hard work on my behalf. Thank you.
Hvala za teški rad.